Blog Talk Radio.
Taylor, and this segment is Real Talk, no hold bar discussion about financial pitfalls and what you have made your financial decisions, whether they're good, bad, or whatever. We're here to try to fix it. It is time to end your financial nightmare and face the facts and tell the truth. Today's episode is going to be so great, but I'm going to keep it as a surprise. But right now, for the next few minutes, I want to know what has really pissed you off. Today is Tough Talk Tuesday. So what has pissed you off? What has got your knickers in a knot? What has gotten you so mad? I want to know what's gotten your panties in a bunch, your knickers in a knot. What has grinded your rear and your gears? And so with that on mind, before we do anything in this show, we have to take care of some important business. So I'm going to do our disclaimer real quick. You are listening to Secure Your Life, and it is time to do a little housekeeping. The views and opinions expressed on this show is not necessarily the reflection of the host, its sponsors, this station, and Secure Your Life. Nor is it an expression of Parenting Partners, which we are powered by Parenting Partners. The content and or information referred to and referenced on the show is intended first and foremost for information, entertainment, and educational purposes only. So I want you to sit back, relax, understand that you need to seek a qualified and licensed certified professional. If you need any help, we hope that the tips and hacks and tricks that you are going to learn on this show is going to help you out. Now, again, thank you for tuning in to Rant and Rave Tough Talk Tuesday. This is Secure Your Life. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to go right into our show. I want to know what has really made you mad, pissed you off, got your knickers in a knot, grind your gears, because we're going to have a great, great show. We're going to have a great show. I already have people already waiting to talk to me about what's made them mad today. Remember, this is getting your rant and your rave on. If you want to call in, the phone number is 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285. And I am going to start off with area code 708. Your last digits are 2326. You are on the air with me. Can you tell me what has pissed you off? That's your niggas or not. Your panties in a bunch. Welcome to Tough Talk Tuesday. Holla at me. What are we talking about tonight?
Well, hello there. I'm glad to be there. Just wanted to say hi to everybody.
Well, hello.
What's really pissing me off today is I've been playing Xbox for years. I'm a fan. I collect their controllers. And since they've released a new Xbox, they haven't done any more Phantom controllers. If you didn't know, Phantom controllers just mean you can see the inside. Kind of basic. You would think they would have them, but you can't find them anywhere. They didn't do them for the new Xbox and discontinued all the old ones. It's just a couple things
serious?
In life that we want.
So let me get this right. You are a gamer, and you've been buying this Phantom controller for your game, and now they don't make it anymore. So, okay, so what's your dig on it? Like, What's wrong with them? That they don't understand that the consumer comes first?
Man, it's so easy to make. It's less effort than making the one that you can't see through, but they just won't do it. And everybody wants them. I've been looking at online forums for years. We've all wanted them, but they just won't bring them back. Hopefully, in the future, we get them. But for now, I just guess I'll just be disappointed.
Well, you know what? I am so sorry that really made you mad. You know what? Maybe what we need to do is we need to have a revolution. We need to have a clear controller revolution in this piece. What you think?
Put
I'm
together
open up
some
the phone
signatures, get a campaign going. Maybe
we
can get them brought
something.
Back.
We got to do something. Man, because
I'm here for everything.
You are right. Consumers are always right. Not
always
really, but that's
right.
Funny, though. All right, let's see. I'm going to go to, I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second, 2, 3, 2, 6. And then I'm going to add some folks to it so we can find out what's got there, what's pissed them off today for our Tough Talk Tuesday, our rant and rave. And then after that, we're going to get into our main topic. Let's see. We're going to go to 847. Your last two digits are 2873. You are on the air. It is Tough Talk Tuesday. Finally, it's your rant and rave on. What's pissed you off today?
Hi. You know, the thing that made me mad today was the fact that people still don't know how to just wear masks in stores and things like that. It's just, it's so ridiculous. You know, I was at a store today, you know, because I had to pick up some things, and, you know, I walk in there and there's this guy, you know, he's got all his stuff, he's ready to go and things like that. He's acting all, you know, very grumpy, like, you know, he's not having a good day. And, you know, as he's up with the cash register, he doesn't have a mask on. And, you know, the cash lady, she says, hey, can you please, like, put on your mask and everything like that, even though there's a board up. And he just starts just rambling and ranting. It's like, what does he care? I'm going to leave. It was just so ridiculous just how hostile that environment was. And it's just crazy to see that people just still, even though we're still deep in a pandemic, are doing that.
So let me get this straight. You had somebody actually in the store, knowing full well we are in the middle of a pandemic, and they did not have no mask, no nothing. They were just like, la, 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 la.
Nothing.
Like, in other words, like, this is 2019 or something? Like, what happened? Did they not know what happened for 2020?
It is absolutely insane. And, you know, I used to work at an Amazon all the way up in Saginaw. And the thing was, like this lady, and I was on my break. You know, I was outside. I was eating my lunch. This is during the time it was, like, very sunny outside. And, you know, before I went in, I almost, like, I had that, like, second intuition to just put on my mask. But the lady behind me was like, are you going to put on your mask? Ooh. And she was getting on me, but I was like, I barely even came through the automatic doors. I was like, it's serious. Like, people, yeah. And it was just kind of just ridiculous for me to see, like, people are still going on, like, not wearing masks, not, you know, following, you know, 6 feet rules and things like that. It still feels like we're kind of going, you know, two steps backwards instead of forward throughout this pandemic, honestly.
So do you think that there's going to be an end anytime soon? Do you think that people, like, walking around thinking that this is a joke? Like, they don't have any clue as to really what has happened for the last, I want to say, what, 13 months now that we've been dealing with this pandemic?
I think people just don't decide to want to, like, stay inclined with news. I mean, the resources and things that are here are here. Like, there are places that people can go to get informed about these things and get the information they need to understand what's going on. I mean, the education and just knowing things is important because it's, like, it's real life. And I feel like just people don't choose to kind of, like, take the time to actually just sit down and look at the news for a couple of seconds to realize, like, what's going on around them and things like that. Like, people are just totally unaware of what's going on or act like they're unaware when they should honestly be.
All right. Well, you know what? I think that is a real good reason to be a little salty and pissed off. For those of you all who just joined us, welcome to Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. At the first beginning of this show, I give my audience an opportunity to tell me what has pissed you off, what's got your panties in a bunch, your knickers in a knot, what has grinded your gears. I want to hear from you. The phone number, if you just joined us, is 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285. And we are talking about any topic right now. We're going to get to our main topic in a few minutes. But I want to hear from you, like, what has just, like, really just pissed you off today so we can get all of that out. I'm going to 773. Your last four digits is 2092. You're on the air with me. What has pissed you off today? Talk to me.
Hi, everybody. So I actually had a rant and rave to talk about in regards to the pink tax. I couldn't believe that when me and my husband, we went to Walmart, we were comparing our clothing and stuff. I couldn't believe that it appeared that all of his clothes tended to be cheaper than women's clothes. And I find that to be unfair, along with the fact that tampons and other type of products tend to be extremely expensive, even though it's something that we cannot control. That's called the pink tax. That's what's grinding my gears today.
Wait, what? Let's say that one more time. They did what?
That clothes for women tend to be more expensive than clothes for men, even if they're the same article of clothing, which is referred to as the pink tax.
You know what? That is so true. And I don't know why that is, but you know what? They've been doing this for a long time. This is not nothing new. You can find the same thing, like you said, the same exact shirt. And then, matter of fact, it's not even made. Their stuff is actually made better. You can go to the store and get a polo shirt, and in the men's section, it'll be cheaper. You can go and get long johns because it is cold in the Midwest. I don't know where everybody else is from, but it's cold here. And you can get long johns in the ladies section, and it'll be real thin. You go to the men's section, then the long johns are real thick, and they keep them warm. Like, we don't get cold. What's up with that? We get cold.
Even with hair services as well.
You know what? You're right. You are so 100% right. I thank you for sharing that. So if you just joined us, you're listening to Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. I want to know what has made you mad today, what's got your knickers in a knot, your panties in a bunch. If you want to call in before we get to our real hot topic, but if you want to call in, our phone number right now is 845-277-9252. Again, that is 845-277-9285. I'm sorry, let me do that one more time. I messed up too. Our phone number is 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285. And I'm going to, your first area code is 775, and your last four digits is 3839. What has pissed you off today? What's got your niggas in a knot? What's got your panties in a bunch? Talk to me.
So I probably will offend some folks about this, but I don't care. I was out and about today, and I am so sick and tired of seeing folks walk around with these damn masks on.
What?
All right. Yeah, I'm tired of seeing the mask. Okay. It has been proven medically that the mask don't protect anything from anybody. It's just a farce. We can go round and round about it. You got people that say it's helpful. We got people that say it's not helpful. I'm just tired of seeing it. Totally tired of seeing it.
I'm gonna chime in and I'm gonna play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
So
okay, go ahead, play.
We can't see this virus. No one actually has any. We have no proof of nothing because there has not been a virus like this. Anything that's close to it has been the swine flu. So. And I don't know anybody that's on this call that was born then. I know I was not born then. So, I don't know what to expect. So when you don't know, I think everybody would feel more comfortable probably even in a hazmat suit at this point.
One of the classes that I dropped in college because I thought I was going to fail it was statistics. But one thing I did learn is statistics, that you can get the numbers to say anything that you want them to say. There has never been a public display of number of deaths on a daily basis. The flu is something that no one even talks about anymore. Because of the anomaly of the virus, everything is lumped in as being coronavirus or tied to it or a symptom of it. We have no idea what the numbers really were before this. So I'm just really, really sick and tired of it. And then you got all these hybrid strands that they're talking about. CDC said, due to all these other strands, we're almost set back to day one. Get out of here with that. In the words of Ed Lover, get the fuck out of here.
No F-bombs on the show. But I get what you're saying.
My bad.
I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I'm going to let you all kind of we're going to have a little debate here, because we had a caller that was on there first, and he said that he was pro-mask and you're anti-mask. I want to see what he got to say about what you're saying. I'm going to go back to 708-2326. What you got to say about that? And I'm also going to open up 2873. I'm opening up these phone lines. Let's get some feedback, and then we're going to hit our topic. I'm telling y'all, y'all going to love it. All right, what you got to say? Pro-mask.
Come on.
Talk about anti-mask and pro-mask right now.
Come on, son.
Well, I mean, I come from a perspective of more of a younger adult. You know, I'm in college, and the pandemic has impacted this group of people very, very severely. So, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I feel like hearing what you were saying about the statistics, they'll let the numbers be anything that they want. They'll let the numbers show any narrative that they want. I feel like I do kind of understand and see what you're saying by that. But I also feel like that there is something about the pandemic that has impacted our lives in one way or another, regardless if people do or do not want to wear a mask. I just feel like bottom line, I mean, because, yeah, we could go tit for tat all the day about whether or not we should or should not wear masks and about the facts and figures and things like that. But I feel like at the end of the day, what is real is reality. Like, we are in a pandemic. We are in a place, in an environment in which where we have to kind of be more, you know, mindful about what we're doing, where we're going, why we're going there, if we can go places and things like that. Like, there has been some type of, like, subconscious impact onto, like, how the world is and the way we have to navigate it and the way we have to see things. So I just come from, like, more of a place of just a young person that's, like, you know, in college. And I'm in my, you know, first year, and I haven't even been on campus yet. And, like, the pandemic, you know, strained my, you know, whole graduation of being a senior. So it's, like, there's a lot of things that kind of, I guess, hit home for me when I say, like, people should or shouldn't wear a mask. It's just more of a, like, when can, like, normal life kind of come to us? And if there is a way to do it, what is the best way? What is the way that kind of just, you know, makes things a little bit less, you know, stressful for all of us? Because it does have a strain, regardless if a person does or doesn't want to wear a mask. This pandemic does strain us in one way or another. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. But yeah, that's I guess the pro mask kind of perspective.
All right,
I mean,
so
yeah, but
what's your rebuttal? 3839. What's your rebuttal on that?
So the rebuttal is, if you look at medical facts, if you look at the fact that the mask is not a hazmat mask, it is not a skin sealed type of mask. So you have very little protection from it. I mean, you got different videos, different doctors that say, yeah, it's really no protection from it. Then you're getting vaccinated from some of the vaccination is supposed to stop you from being infected by whatever you're being vaccinated from. And then you have the CDC saying, well, it's a high probability percentage that you maybe might, should not come in contact. If you do, you might not maybe get the virus. What the hell? So why am I taking something that I have no idea what's going on with? It hasn't been proven. It hasn't been through the medical time frame and studies on people. I mean, it's just a farce, man. So your people are just gambling with their own lives, hoping and praying that the government is, or I'm sorry, the pharmaceutical firms are going to protect you, when pharmaceuticals don't even have the ability to be found at fault for anything that they put out into the system. So, man, it just really burns me up how the blind are leading the blind to become injected with something that you have no idea what's being given to you. I come from the military, and when I was on active duty, anthrax was a big deal, right? And the commander in chief at that time was Bill Clinton. He refused to take the anthrax vaccination, right, because he said it didn't apply, blah, blah, blah. The anthrax vaccination, you weren't 100% inoculated against anthrax until you had your third shot. It was three shots, a series of three. So when military personnel go into a combat zone, there's like anywhere from 24 to 96 hours. All right. So really, if we were going into harm's way during that time, there was plenty of time to get your vaccinations prior to going into combat. So I just feel like it's a farce. Now, what was found is 6 months after the anthrax vaccination was made to be given to all military personnel and they were starting to push it to civilians, it was found out that one of the backers of the vaccination was in Senate who helped push the vaccination through. So it was all a money play. So I look at all those things and I just feel like it's a game.
All right. So, you know, we got people clamoring that they want to they have a counter for your claim. I'm going to go back to 708. Your digits are 2326. You are on the air. But before you start, you are listening to Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on. We are talking about a variety of topics right now. Right now, the topic is to mask or unmask. We had a caller call in, and he said that he's sick and tired of seeing people with masks on. And we had someone else who said that they are just want to protect themselves at all costs. If you just joined us, you can actually call in to our call-in line. It's 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285 and 708-2326. What do you have to say about this? To mask or unmask?
Well, I worked for a lot of years at a big box retail store, everybody's favorite white dog with the red spot on its eye. And just from my personal work experience, even before the pandemic, I've watched customers come in and quite literally cough across the fresh produce, put their hands on their mouth and face, touch across the carts, the groceries, open stuff, sample stuff, try it on. And even from then to now, watching all the new cleaning procedures that came along with COVID and the masks themselves, I appreciate them because now I don't have to worry about if a customer just coughed on all of the groceries that I picked up. Because whether it's COVID or not, whether it's COVID or not, a cough is a cough. Germs are germs. They're spreading what they have across what you have. And even if it's not COVID, I don't want it. I shouldn't have to subject me or my family to it. So I've grown to appreciate masks. Of course, when it started, I hated it because I never had to do it before. Made my face hot, my ears burn. But now it's been a while, and I like it. I like it a lot. I like the way that we clean things now. I like the fact that you don't have to stare at everybody's nasty teeth all the time. It's the little things that came along with the mask and even the masks themselves that I've grown to appreciate. So I will always stand by. I'm a fan of the mask.
All right, so you want to be a masked Avenger, right?
Can I say something?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
So have you guys ever been to the circus and saw the big old elephant, and all he had was a little chain around his foot, and it was pegged to the ground? And you're like, man, that elephant should be able to break that chain with no problem. Have you guys ever paid attention to that?
I have.
Well, the way they train that elephant, yeah, that elephant could break away from that, but he's been trained from when he was little, and it's a massive indoctrination process where it was bolted to the wall, and the elephant would try to break it as a young, feisty elephant who wanted to be free and not be held in captivity. He tried to break out, finally got exhausted and realized that he couldn't break it out. So that's when the circus owners knew that they got this elephant, right? And they could just tie that to a folding chair, and the elephant would no longer try to break free. This is part of what's going on. This is an indoctrination process. If you look at, man, it's
so
not
you're
about
saying, saying that we're being programmed.
It's all programmed, massive programming. Yes.
All right, I'm going to go back. Hmm? I'm going to let some other people into the conversation. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It is Tough Talk Tuesday. It's time to get your rant and rave on. And I ask the audience right now, what has pissed you off? What's got your panties in a bunch? Your knickers in a knot? We talk about a variety of subjects at the top of this show. So right now we're talking about to mask or unmask. Are we being programmed to do what the pharmaceutical companies want so that we can all mask up and they can all shoot us up? I'm going to go back to 773-2092. What's your take on our topic? And then we're going to get to our big topic. Our big, big topic for the night. I can't wait. So give me your take, 773-2092. What's your take on this?
Hi. So I actually had an interesting take on it. I'm actually a fan of keeping the mask on currently just because I believe that it's really not a big deal to have to put something over our face. There isn't really much change. At the end of the day, you have to think of it this way. Would you rather be more at risk for catching the virus, or is it that bad to wear a mask or virus? At the end of the day, would you prefer to not get people sick? Or the other extreme is just having to wear an uncomfortable piece of cloth for a little while until things die down.
If that was the case, nobody would be contracting it now. It's just like the flu. There's no different than the flu. You walk around and you hope somebody doesn't sneeze on you. If you do, you may go pop a vitamin C or something so that you hope that you don't get it. But it's just a flu, and the mask is not proven to prevent anything. It's more of a comfort that has been given to the people so that they will feel comfortable going out. But it's a Band-Aid over a gushing wound that doesn't help at all. So it's just a psychological thing.
If everybody were to wear the mask, then we'd be able to say if masks do or don't help. As long as we have people not wearing the mask, we can never say whether wearing the mask helps or doesn't, because it's always those who don't that put the rest of us at risk.
Exactly. Okay, and that's what they want you to believe. But they even say the coronavirus can live on a surface for 12 hours, 18 hours, 2 days. So it even if you wear the mask, it's not stopping stuff from coming on the side of it, coming from under it. When you talk, I mean, you can wear it. It's good for you.
I get it. All right. So we are now in the middle of our show, and I want everybody to do a drum roll. We have an exciting, real topic for you. So if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday. It's time to get your rant and rave on. Today's big topic is violent video games. Should games like, and more specifically, this particular game, Grand Theft Auto, is on the chopping block again. Should this game be banned? All I can say is, what the hell is going on? We have so much violence going on. Should violent video games be banned? Next thing is, are young people more influenced by video games? And do they have, or are they, or do they have they lost their grip on reality? Is that the problem? And then last but not least, what is the long cost of these video games on our communities and society as a whole? So we're going to be talking first about Grand Theft Auto. Should this game be banned? And are we actually seeing this game in reality now with all of this carjacking that have been in the news lately? Talk to me, people. Our phone number is 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285. Should these violent video games like Grand Theft Auto be banned? That is the subject. And are they having a negative effect on our young people? I'm going to start out with some controversial things. I think I'm going to go right back to area code 775. Last four digits is 3839. What's your take on that? Give me something. What's your take? What's your take on these violent video games and these uprise of carjackings? What's going on?
I mean, all you see is violence. And, you know, is life imitating art or is art imitating life? So I just think it's all combined. You have the frustrations of people not being able to go out and work. You have the frustrations of not being able to gather socially. You have the frustrations of not being able to know if you're going to contract coronavirus or not. And they're out playing these games, and you just get so amped up, adrenaline, and it becomes a, you know, life-imitating art, you know. And I use the word art very loosely when it comes to the video games. Should they be banned? You know, now you trespass it on my freedom of speech and freedom of expression. So I'm kind of neutral on that. I haven't given it much thought because I don't play it, and I haven't been affected by the violence that, you know, has come out as a result of connecting the game to that. So I'm on the fence about that. I don't know, but I'm just it's interesting how there is a spike, and those that who are doing jackings do bring the game into it. So I don't know. I'm kind of torn on that.
All right. Well, I'm gonna tell you that this subject has pissed me off. So that's one of my. That's why it's on the chopping block today. I have a problem with people not understanding pseudo reality from reality. I think they get really lost in the video game world. So I'm not like dogging video games as a whole, but I think that there's an issue with people not having a grip on reality. So we also don't know what other foreign substances these people are on while they're trying to imitate, as you say, imitate loosely art. They're acting out what they see on these games. So I got a problem with that. I want to hear from 708-2326. What's your dig on this? You got anything?
I personally believe that video games are definitely taking a toll on society as a whole, especially during the pandemic. Everybody's on edge. They're looking for something else to do besides watch the news and let everything else tear them down. So then they end up getting into other vices like substances and even things more common like video games. But then what's becoming enough? You look for more. Look for the next thing. And especially in a time where the mask cover your face so you can't tell who anybody is, and there's not as many people out and about, it's almost like the perfect storm to breed crime. Because if there's no witnesses to the crime, nobody could tell who you were from the few people that were there. You would just have a free pass to go and do whatever you want. So I feel like at this time, video games should be banned. Anything too reckless or dangerous has to go. We as a society are not prepared to handle this. And I won't say everybody, because all people aren't the same. But as a whole, there's too high a percentage of people willing to take the risk of trying it out in real life. And it's scary to think about. So honestly, I think we should get rid of all violent games, cut the problem off at its source. And that, in fact, is the source.
All right. So, all right. Well, who wants to actually debate about that? Let me, if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This is Tough Talk Tuesday, and we're talking about a variety of subjects. Our hot topic right now for tonight is the effects of violent video games. Should they be banned? Are violent video games having a bad effect and influence on our young people? Do they have a grip on reality, or have they lost their grip on reality? And what is the long-term cost of the video games to our communities and society as a whole? Okay, we're going to go to 847-2837. What's your take on that? Do we keep them or ban them?
I want to take a different stance on this topic and go back to, like, you know, a neutral stance. Because I feel like when it comes to talking about video games are a part of, like, media. It's a part of the art that a lot of people look at, you know, as well as movies, you know, music and things like that in the entertainment business. It's just there. I mean, if we were deciding to ban, or in my opinion, to ban, like, you know, games like RPG games, and mostly the ones that have first-person shooters, the ones that kind of revolve with guns and violence and things like that, then we would have to kind of also take that thing out of all of other art aspects too, right? Because it's like those are the things that, as well as, you know, video games are having an influence on, I guess, young people or people in general that are into these things. I feel like if we're going to have to decide on whether or not we should or should not ban these things, I think there's also a conversation that needs to be happened with the parents. Who are these people, and why are they letting their children play some of these games? Because, you know, there is some type of, you know, litigation and some type of, you know, traction on the video game industry in which they try their best to kind of steer their games to the right audience. There is marketing people do try to, you know, have in place to kind of, like, steer away from influencing certain kids. So there is an effort. I'd say there is. But, however, I feel like at this conversation about banning, like, it's straight up just, like, saying, nah, no, you know, video games with violence, then you would probably be taking more than two-thirds of a lot of the video games out of today's world. I mean, one of the first video games, you know, is Pong and Atari and Snake. It's like these things have some sort of aspect of, you know, high coordination and things that have some importance. But I do feel like the art aspect of it, if we're going to have to talk about dismissing an element from it, then we'd have to also have that be dismissed from other ones as well.
Okay, well, let me chime in. Let me take it from a different perspective. I think that because I am a parent, as a parent, I did censor, very harshly censored what my children watched, what I exposed them to. They were late in getting into the video game scheme of things, but I gave them other things to do. So I think some of these games are definitely not age appropriate, and they said it on the game itself, but I think a lot of times parents will allow their children to just get whatever, just to shut them up. You can get whatever you want to get, just as long as you're not bothering me. I think that's a big, huge issue and a problem. because we as parents are not taking responsibility for our role as parents. As a parent, you're supposed to be watching your children. You're supposed to be their safeguard. You're supposed to be able to know what's appropriate and inappropriate for the age group that your child is in. Any child should be exposed to anything violent, unnecessary. I mean, life is hard enough. You don't need to have violence in playtime. So, yeah, I'm strictly against violent games for children. I just am. But that's just my take on it. I'm going to go to, 773-2092. What's your take? I just introduced the fact that parents need to be more involved.
I have to agree with you there, actually. Too many parents allow themselves to believe that they can let video games and violent movies and TV shows raise their children, and that therein right there is the problem, along with, I believe, access to weaponry in this country, actually, because there's actually a study done in Canada, Australia, and the U.S. that showed very different crime rates, but there's only one thing that remained the same. All of them play violent video games constantly as little kids. Even in Canada, they have these violent video games. They feel, in a lot of places, safe enough to leave their doors unlocked without worry. The difference is access to these weapons that these people are finding. I believe that would be the only difference.
Hey, I agree with you. Now, see, if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life, and this is Tough Talk Tuesday. It is time to get your rant and rave on, and our hot topic for tonight is about violent video games and the long-term cost of the games to our community and society is what we're getting ready to talk about now. And then we have some special episodes coming up. We're going to hear food for thought from Cameron's Conspiracy Corner. We're also going to be hearing from Actually by Actually B and What's Next by Channing Ratcliffe. So we got some really hot things for you all tonight. I'm going to talk to you about the long-term cost. Then we're going to get to our special segment. The long-term cost of video games, period, on our society and communities as a whole. There's a cost involved. Someone, whether it's the parent or the people in general, they're paying to buy the video games in itself. So let's talk about how much these video games cost. And so if you have this game or any of the games, what is the average cost now of the video games? And so what can we be doing differently with our money? Is everybody as a whole, and don't get me wrong, I'm not against gamers. What I am saying is, what are we doing economically that is allowing this particular type of game to flourish and others not so much? So if you are a gamer and you heard our topic and you'd like to chime in, I want to hear from you. Our phone number is 845-277-9285. Again, that is 845-277-9285. We're talking about the long-term cost of video games on our community and society as a whole. So I know I got some gamers on the line already. I'm going to go to, let's see, last four digits is 2326. What's your take? What's the cost of these games?
I would say the cost of these games is the wear and tear of the morals of the everyday American. Because in older times, before video games were as mainstream as they are now, things were simpler, things were easier, people were kinder. But more than just video games, as the content of music shifted, as video games and TV got more violent, so did the people that were watching them. It's almost like the, what do you call it? The monkey see, monkey do effect. You have these people who don't have a strong sense of self and a good enough moral compass being exposed to all these wild and violent fantasies, along with people saying, I've done it too. So now they think they can go do it. And it creates almost like a self-sustaining circle of bad decisions. So I think that they should just go ahead and ban them. Because until you ban it and get all of that energy out the air, clean all of that trash out of the riverbed, the rest of the quality of the rest of the water will be diluted.
All right. Well, you know, check this out. We actually have some people in the chat room. I'm going to chime in on what's going on in there. If you are listening to the show, you're listening to Secure Your Life. We're having Tough Talk Tuesday. It's time to get your rant and rave on. We're talking about violent video games, or video games as a whole, but the violent ones specifically for tonight. We want to talk about the long-term cost of these games on our community and society as a whole. I want to go to 847-2873. What's your take on these games?
Like I said, I mean, if you want to ban, you know, video games because they're too violent, you might as well ban TV. You might as well ban half the music we listen to. Like I said, like in the United States alone, we have history of decades and centuries of just the media having, you know, violence or something influenced in it in some way, and it has morphed. Like the other person was saying, to the point where it's like, yeah, monkey see, monkey do. Like when MTV started to become a thing, where like music videos and, you know, songs that did have like a very auditorial narrative now having a visual narrative, yes, had made a big, huge influence and impact on the way, you know, people looked at artists and the way people looked at their lives. It was influential. So, I mean, you know, like I said, if you're going to decide to ban, you know, video games, then that's fine. But let's talk about video games that are educational, right? There are video games, that whole platform itself has also had aspects of it being educational and very, very useful for a lot of kids. There are a lot of kids who are special ed that actually, you know, do better and focus more and concentrate more better when they play video games. Specifically video games that help them with their hand-eye coordination, with their, like, sight reading, with their listening, all of those things. There are platforms in which video games have created, you know, a sense of community as well, you know, like, there's so many things that if you did decide to take away video games or some aspect of it, you're going to also be taking away some of these important, you know, factors in which it has impacted on the world. You know, it seriously has. We live in a digital world now. For video games, it's like if it's not a part of it, then what really is? You know, it's just been a part ingrained into, you know, the entertainment world of today. Honestly.
Okay, so I've got a question for you. I want to go to 773-2092. What's your take?
After hearing all of the other viewpoints, I actually am conflicted. So on one hand, I agreed with the previous caller about how taking away certain things, you might as well take away different TV shows and movies as well. It's all about censorship. And in this country, usually we like to think we have freedom of expression. Censorship, if you censor violent video games like this, where do we draw the line? Next it'll be mildly different things. The next thing that somebody's offended by, that thing is going to go down too. However, I'm also conflicted just because I believe that violent video games do cause very vivid desensitization with people. And I think that is another issue with those video games. It makes it so that they see violent situations and they disregard it because they've become used to seeing these things on video games already.
Let me ask you, what is the cost? Like, how much does the video games actually cost? Like, what is the actual retail value? Can one of you all chime in on that? How much does Grand Theft Auto cost, for instance? Does anybody know? Like, how much did you all spend?
the typical video game ranges from, I don't know, like $5 to like $100. It all depends.
$100 for a video game? Are you serious?
Yeah. One day my son came and he was like, "Dad, I need the deluxe, the whatever," he said, the expensive one. And it was over $100. And I told him, "You're not getting it, because whatever's on there, it's not useful to you. You can spend that money on anything. And you want this video game?" He'll never understand why they're so damn expensive.
I'll say this. I mean, you know, if you take the cost of these video games and actually, instead of paying for the actual item, let's buy some stock in the companies that's creating these games. And that way we can get some dividends in return, because we are like massive consumers. But what are we getting in return for that? Like, what is the return on our value of this? What is the ROI on this? Then return in on our investment. You're investing $100 for a game, but what are you getting back? Because all I see now is that these kids are taking it and it's no longer just fine to their television. They're actually acting it out in the street. So the ROI of that is the negative one. We're not benefiting. So if we're going to spend that kind of money, I think you should actually buy into the company that's creating these games, so that you can at least have a dividend check at the end of every quarter. So that's just my financial take on it. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. We are getting ready for a short segment of our special segment. I'm going to start off with, drum roll, What's Next with Channing Ratcliffe. So he's going to come and tell us a really short thing about his episodes that are coming up. So what's next, Channing?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Channing Ratcliffe. So basically What's Next is a segment about the Young Life throughout the pandemic and beyond. This is basically a segment where it revolves around discussions, including topics about the hard challenges that college students face during quarantine. As I, the host, Channing Ratcliffe, go through this, we'll just be talking about different ways that, you know, quarantine and the pandemic has impacted us personally. And it'll just be really just an open space to kind of just talk about, you know, certain stories and narratives in which, you know, quarantine has, you know, impacted us mentally, and, you know, mental health issues and conditions and things like that. And then as well, we'll be, you know, having, you know, debates and things about what should be next, what should the society, you know, look like in order for us to move forward into more of a normal and just more, you know, peaceful space than the stressful one. So yeah, just join me, Channing Ratcliffe, in What's Next.
All right. Now, I want to go to Ashley B. So what is your show going to be about? And you have something that you're going to share. What is it?
Hello, everybody. So my segment, Actually, by Ashley B., yours truly, is going to be a segment about certain controversial topics and the facts surrounding them. So my segment that is coming up will be on how video games affect teenagers. The claim being, video games have no lasting effects on people outside of the screen. False. Actually, we'll find out next time.
All right. And last but not least, your food for thought, which is Cameron's Conspiracy Corner. So what kind of conspiracy are we going to be talking about?
Well, hello there. Thanks for having me. Here at Cam's Conspiracy Corner, we're going to touch on everything from Hollow Earth to money launderer schemes all the way back again to the... to there being no moon landing. I'm talking everything. If you can think it, we can discuss it. In my mini segment, Food for Thought, I'm going to try and remain on topic wherever I may pop up, but throw some information at you to provoke more thought, because you always want to take something when you're going to leave it. You leave us your time, take away a piece of advice, take away something new to think about, take away a new conversation starter. How you use it is up to you. We're just here to provide a little a little seasoning to your mix.
Oh, I am loving that, guys. This is so awesome. And we have almost concluded our show. I want to thank all of my guests, all the people that called in. I have some great news. We have had our 109th episode of Secure Your Life. I know we've been gone for a little bit. I'm so happy to be back. This year in 2021 is going to be phenomenal. I know 2020 was a clear vision of chaos, but in 2021, we're coming on the cusp of something brand new. I believe that this is going to be a fabulous year. We're going to open up some brand new things for everyone. And hey, I'm telling you, I cannot wait until our next segment. You all are going to have so much fun with all of the brand new things that we have in store for you. I can't wait until next Tuesday when we get to talk about what has gotten your panties in a bunch, your knickers in a knot, what has grind your gears. This is the show where we have a variety of topics, and you're going to be talking about some great things. Again, remember, this topic for today was about violence in video games. So I want to do something and let you know, hey, the reality is we have great games, and then we have some that are not so great. The biggest thing I want to take away from you is this. We have rights. But we can't abuse those things. We don't want anybody to govern us to the point where we can't have our free liberties. But that also has a cost. Much given, much expected. So I want to leave all of you all with this thought. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Make sure that you are on top of your life and your finances. Again, like I said, instead of investing in the games you play, make sure that you are investing in your wallet. What's in your wallet? Because again, Secure Your Life is all about the financial, giving you financial advice, helping you to secure everything that life has to give you. We want you to have a wonderful one. And with that in mind, I want to thank all of my guests, everyone who called in. Thank you so much. And looking so forward to the Conspiracy Corner with Cam, to actually with Ashley B, and what's next with Channing Ratcliffe. I cannot wait for your episodes to come out and for you all to join me next Tuesday for another great show. And hey guys, we actually have a birthday in the house. I promised that I was going to do this and asked me not to, but I can't keep that promise. I must celebrate. So I'm going to sing happy birthday to one of our special segments. Today's birthday comes to you. It's Channing Ratcliffe. So happy birthday, dude. Happy birthday. Another year. You're going to have a fabulous time. I know he's somewhere going, really? Really? But yes, we want to celebrate you and everything that you are about. Happy birthday. And hey, guys, we have had a fabulous show. We're going to end our show right now. But again, can't wait to see you next week on Tough Talk Tuesday from Secure Your Life. You have been listening to Secure Your Life, Tough Talk Tuesday. Join us every week where we have great topics, a great time with your host, Diamond Taylor. And tune in next week for Food for Thought, Actually, and What's Next. See you next week. Enjoy Secure Your Life.